Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Memphis.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the Jeff Calkins Show here on 99 FM ESPN. My name is J.R. Moore, filling in for Jeff. Across the glass from me is Jeffrey Wright.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. On the show today, it's Tuesday, we have Charles Fishman on the show. We obviously are going to have Chris Harrington in the second hour. This is new to me since we started, or since I've hosted the show last. We now live stream.
We do.
I'm on camera. So
correct. Only you've ever been on camera.
If only I had any experience on camera. There was a time when I would just come in here, you know, dressed horribly.
Jeff still does.
Looking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I had to at least be presentable for this live stream.
Take a shower.
Take a shower.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube and X, right?
And Twitch. Correct.
Dude, we're
the gamers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Daddy. All right. So go to the
it's just the 929 account. So the official 929 accounts, whether it be on the Everything app, whether it be on YouTube or Twitch, which I also learned we have a Twitch account.
How about that? Look at that. All right. So
I did not have that. I did not know, but thanks to George who got all that rolling.
I dig it. Good job, George. So if you want to see what it looks like in here, how fancy this studio is, you can.
Exactly.
It's there. All right. Well, Jeffrey, today's the first day of the Christmas shopping season.
Tomorrow.
Got it.
All although right. My wife is now sitting, she's, it seems like she wants me to go, although I don't know if I count this. Does it count as me shopping if I go pick up something that she ordered for her, like to give to her side of the family?
No.
Okay, then I'm still good. Tomorrow.
You're still good. Okay. All right, so I guess we call this... some people shop on Black Friday. I think I call this Stressmas Eve. This is when I really start thinking about what I've got to buy for people, and I might start today.
Well, today's definitely walkthrough day.
It definitely is walkthrough day.
This is the
window shopping.
Like we're putting the game plan,
making
defining
an outline. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've actually found this. I think today is more hectic than tomorrow. In my experience,
yeah, you're right.
It's gotten better shopping on Christmas Eve,
yeah,
because people are so paranoid of going out on Christmas Eve that it's actually like thinned the herd.
I think you're probably right, actually, on that.
But today's going to be miserable.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one out there. So, guys, stay positive. Be nice to each other. We're all in this together.
I think I'm going to Germantown Parkway, too.
Oh, Daddy.
Yeah. I like to go right in the center of the storm.
You're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy. All right, well, y'all, guys, I hope you can get everything you're looking for and be nice to each other.
And if not, find something close enough.
It's close enough.
Just keep your seat. Doesn't offend me if you want to take something back. I don't care.
I don't care either. Dude, I don't know how you are at receiving gifts. I don't receive gifts well. As in, like, not like I have a bad reaction to my, I'm like, ooh, I don't like this. It's that I don't like getting gifts personally.
Yes, I'm 100% the same.
And so my wife got to the point where she almost won't buy me anything because she goes, you're just going to take it back and it's offensive. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to take it back and get store credit and then I'll buy you something with that store credit. And she still doesn't like, it makes her so mad and hurts her feelings so bad. I'm like, just don't give me anything.
This is like a good thing, I think, in my marriage, is that I think for a while it started to bother her because she actually my wife's a pretty good gift getter.
So is my wife. She starts early.
Correct.
Like, always she plans ahead.
100%. But she has finally come to the realization when I say I don't actually want anything,
yeah,
I mean it. This isn't like a trick. It's not a test. It's whatnot. And so my new move is like, well, what do you really want? I was like, let's go to dinner.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, that's it? I was like, yeah, let's go to dinner.
Yep. She's like, I have great in-laws. And she's like, you have to tell me something from my mom to get you. And I'm like, but I don't know.
And then it drives my mother insane. My mother, she's like, I don't have anything for you. I was like, good.
Right.
Thank you.
Good.
Mission accomplished.
We don't need to do we don't need to do all this. Let's just hang out.
I don't need stuff. Like, I have plenty of stuff, and if there is stuff I need, I just go and get it.
Yep. Yep. Let's just hang out together. How about that?
Like, that's why Thanksgiving's the best.
Yeah.
There's no pressure.
It's true.
You're stressed over a Thanksgiving gift?
Nope. Nope. I mean, even like my dad, and it didn't work out because at the time when I had the idea for this gift, COVID was hit.
Mm.
But in the Christmas of, I guess, 2019, my gift to my dad was, hey, I'm going to buy opening day tickets for the Redbirds for us to go together. And he was like, great.
Perfect.
One of the best gifts ever for him. Go to a baseball game and hang out and have a beer and a hot dog.
And then something happened.
And then something happened and it ruined that. But that was the gift was us hanging out together. It wasn't like some...
Here's a 4-hour window we can go and hang out.
Yeah. And so I feel like those are the... And when you become an adult, those are the better gifts.
Yes.
I would like much rather do that.
Especially now, it's like stuff is getting cheaper and cheaper. Like, it doesn't last as long. Who cares?
Nope. I'm with you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Speaking of things not lasting as long, I went to the Tigers game last night.
Okay.
and them being a hot ticket draw in this city, You know what? And here's the thing. I have thoughts about this. All right. The Tigers played Alabama State last night. And if you didn't know, they won. They looked better. As they should. I mean, they should beat Alabama State handily. And sometimes even my buddies who listen to the show, they always like, why are you're always so mean about the Tigers? And I disagree with that. I'm a realist. And I think a realist and being negative are two different things.
Correct. I agree.
And so I am not being negative. However, listen to the whole segment, and you're going to get both sides of this because... number one, for starters, we went because my daughter, who is in competitive dance and studio dance, that's her livelihood, especially her job that we pay for. How much she does it.
I'm not looking for it because I can already tell my daughter's much going down that road.
She went to the Memphis Palm Clinic on Sunday, and if you went to that, they did a routine during the halftime show of the game, and it was adorable. And it was great. They got to dance on the floor with the Palm Girls, and it was awesome. And so that's why we all went. I would not normally have gone to Tigers versus Alabama State. On a Monday night, and with the Grizz and Monday Night Football going on. And it's downtown, and I live in Germantown. So that's a lot to do.
That's hurting cats.
That is hurting cats. But we went, and it was not a great big crowd.
Plenty of good sections available.
You could have sat anywhere, and we did, actually. We sat anywhere. Yeah. But we got a ticket hookup from friends. Shout out Spencer and Karima for the tickets. And just the team itself. Let's just start there.
Okay.
Have you ever played on a team or been on a team where everybody on the roster is good enough to get playing time?
Everyone. Ooh.
Literally every player. Because why does Penny play so many guys?
I actually have been on the inverse of a team.
Where nobody's
no
good enough
one
to
was
play.
Good enough to play get playing time.
Fair enough.
My 14-year-old baseball team.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like there were two guys that needed to play.
Yep.
And then beyond that, it was pretty much dealer's choice.
Yep. Yep. I get that.
Like,
do you think that's what it is with Penny? That nobody's good enough to have playing time, and so that's why everybody plays?
So what I think it is the guys that are good enough. Well, like we know,
Doug is going to play.
But I think Doug is also going to play simply because they don't have anyone else that can run the offense.
That's correct.
Beyond that, I think the guys that he wants to be the guys to play don't give the effort.
I don't know what to do with this whole thing. I have been on teams where I was the guy who wasn't good enough to play. I have been on teams where I was the guy who was good enough to play.
Yeah.
And usually the dudes who are spots 10 through 15 are fine basketball players, but they're not good enough to play on a regular basis. Like they don't
certainly
need to be,
not guys that need double digit minutes.
Absolutely not. Like if you're in foul trouble,
right,
or if something is going on where a guy needs to go in for 3-4 minutes,
sure,
then fine.
Right.
Yes, but there is no
break
in case of emergency, and then they can hold the fort down for a few minutes until you can get your main guys back in. After last year, I felt like, and even Penny talked about how he'd grown as a coach and what he had learned. And it felt like the job he did last year, mind you, he had an All-American player in P.J. Haggerty, and Dane Danger was awesome. I get that. I'm not discounting that. But it felt like, okay, he's figured out that, like, you just have to lock in a small rotation and let those dudes play and teach those guys. And I thought we'd finally gotten there, and then we hadn't. And I get it that, like, the dudes he wants to play are not giving him the effort, but isn't that part of his job is to get them to give the effort?
I mean, this is kind of like a chicken versus the egg.
I know.
So
do you let him ride it out, or don't play them at all? That's almost where I land. It's like, okay.
Well, then I think we've also added the other complicating factor of how do you go about it in terms of, like, are you just lighting money on fire?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, because you have people who paid for these dudes, and
like take the Dolphins for instance. Like, what do they do with Tua? Because like part of Tua playing,
yes,
was he's getting paid $50 million
for the next 3 years.
He's going to be the quarterback, and then it's like, well, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Like the other problem is like there's not an owner or someone that comes in college basketball and says like, hey, okay, you don't have to play these guys. Like, you are the GM. You're the
right.
You're the person that's doling out the money.
Yep.
Like, there's no one that's like above it.
I can see that there are forces outside of just what's happening on the court that makes you have to play these guys, or like it kind of, you know, is a heavy hand on what your rotation is. I also get that. However, let's move back 2 years then.
All right.
Let's go where he had
Quinterly.
Quinterly and all those guys. And David Jones. I mean, he still played a million guys. That has been like his MO. Even before we were paying players, his MO was playing a bunch of dudes.
No, the 2 years that stand out are Kendricks. And then last year.
Yes. When you like absolutely trust one guy.
And I honestly think a lot of that was the money was concentrated.
Those were his two best teams.
Correct.
They also had they had awesome players, but he also coached them differently.
This is kind of the whole, when I say like also chicken versus egg, it's yes, it is his responsibility, but at a certain point, like either guys are willing to be coached or they're not.
Do you have any evidence? I mean, again, I know what I understand what the pressure he's under. Do you have any team you can reference in memory where when you play every player on the roster, you've had the team has had success? It's worked. We complain about like it. What's wild is 10-man rotations, like in the NBA, like what Isla's doing or what Hubie did. That was like the wholesale subbing, you know, or like.
I was going to say the first one that came to mind was Hubie, but that's also
a 10-man rotation. That's not playing all 15 dudes.
Well, and also with Hubie, it was also kind of by necessity.
Yep.
It was a trying to make up a talent gap.
Yes. Yep. I get
and,
that.
Like, yes, he had Powell.
Yep.
But other than that, it was a bunch of, like, you know, replacement level players. And so the idea was, all right, we're going to play more guys. We're going to play faster. And it was kind of ahead of the curve to a certain degree.
Yep.
And I mean, I don't know. I guess my whole problem with it is it feels like the idea is we play more guys. We can press more. We can do all this. If it were working.
Right.
It's kind of always been my deal of like, if you zig when everybody else is doing something else, it has to work.
It has to work. It's clearly not working. And to be fair, I don't know that it's ever worked for him. His two best years are when he played a limited rotation and just had a clear pecking order. Well, I think it's clear this pecking order is Doug McDaniel runs the show. That's the dude. Now, how are you going to make that work around him?
I think that's also the complicated question.
But that's their job.
Well, I mean, I think this is kind of this is where I am somewhat sympathetic. If I sit there and go rank the 8 best players, can you do it,
buddy? There were guys who checked in that game last night that I had never seen before in my life.
I think you're right, though. It is a lot easier to sit there and go like. While I think maybe ranking the 8 best players might be difficult, I do think it's very obvious. Like, well, that guy's not one of them.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's always been the complaint. What is your role? Of like, I feel like years ago I was co-hosting or guest hosting this show, and we come in and go, hey, whose role? How do these guys know what their role is? What are we doing? And they have no idea.
Yes.
And so it's hard to, like, watching them last night, like, they turned the ball over like crazy, and it seems pretty clear they turned the ball over because, like, they don't know
who's going to be where, when.
Yes.
Like, there are lineups where you sit there and go, there's no way they've even practiced together.
Absolutely not. And you can see it when a guy's drifting to the corner and
Correct.
The other dude thinks he's going to cut to the basket and throws the ball straight out of bounds. And they look at each other and they were like, point, like,
Correct.
Oh, I thought you were going here and you were going here. And that is like chemistry. We've never played together before.
Reps.
So I'm not used to where you're going to go. And again, it's 15 new players. It's hard to build chemistry when you are constantly turning over a roster. I'm not discrediting that. However, pick 8 of them. These 8 guys play together all the time. And then you have your other 8 who are the guys they practice against.
Yeah.
And those guys develop chemistry. So when you get furious at your first 8 guys who aren't playing as hard as you want them to, well, put these other 8 guys in.
It's the Papa game 3. What was that?
Yes.
2013, when he was mad at the.
Yes.
And he just took the whole. He did a hockey switch.
Yeah. And so for 4 minutes, these dudes who play in practice together, who have now developed chemistry together because they're the B team in practice. And now they're like, let's go. And they're stoked to get out there. They're going to play hair on fire. And then you teach your starters a lesson by going, look at these guys play. They're crushing you dudes. And then to refocus your starters. That's been happening since the beginning of basketball and substitution patterns. I don't know why we're trying. Why are we always trying to reinvent the wheel in Memphis by playing a million dudes? Both teams are doing it, the Grizzlies and
well, at least like with the Grizzlies, it somewhat makes sense because
right
you're sitting
now,
there going,
they have
8 guys
yeah.
that are out.
Well, like, we'll get to those guys later.
Like that actually goes to the, like, can you really tell the difference between player 12 and player 10? It's like,
yeah.
I have no idea.
At this point, no.
Like,
you can't even see the guys you hired to play. So that's
a separate issue.
That's a separate issue. At this point, he's got a healthy team. He's got all his dudes. And he's like, "Well, I got all my dudes. I have to play them. If they're wearing a uniform, they're going in."
Because I used to think some of it was he made promises.
Yep.
But that's not really the case anymore.
Nope.
Like, that's more of a recruiting era. Like,
that's right.
All right, I made this guy promises. I got to keep my word. Like, now this is, hey, man, this is transactional.
Yes.
And I think it all really goes back to he waited. I think waiting for Dane Danger to get eligible was always a mistake.
Well, it was a mistake, but I understand it.
I just there was no one that I talked to that understood the mechanics of it that thought it was realistic.
Because everybody else was getting a waiver.
Okay, but everyone, the one place the NCAA still had a little bit of power was on, you got 5 years to play for.
Yeah. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, I get it, but they've been sued for everything else and laid down.
It's the one where the courts are even giving them some, like, it's like, I think, I want to say Cobb maybe had a story. It's like 9 out of the last 12 have gone their way.
But also, maybe you knew you had to have him. Because even if you could have used his money elsewhere early on, maybe you knew you weren't getting dudes and you needed him.
The one that I was willing to buy into was, all right, they got the money that was dog-eared for
Haggerty
and Dane.
Yep.
The longer you went on,
yes,
maybe, like, hey guys, like, I know you said y'all were just paying for them, but, like, we kind of got to get guys. So
yeah.
Maybe, like, that opened it up. The problem, though, is the longer you go into the portal, the more you wind up with a team like this,
yeah,
which is usually expensive losing basketball players. Like the two things that are most similar between this team and the Quinterly team is the when they got their big guys, it was all late, and those guys are usually expensive, and they're usually this.
They do not come from winning winning situations. It's not wrong.
But I'm also the guy that I want to be fair to him. He's bargain shopping. I think part of the problem with going to the bargain bin is you might find a gym every now and then, but like there's going to be years that it comes up empty.
That's exactly right. I say all that, and there's a lot of criticism of the roster, and how they play and how annoying it is that they play a million dudes. To say that, all in all, the whole family went to the game last night, and guess what?
Had a good time.
We had fun. We had a great time. My son had a great time. He went down, like, he was by the tunnel and got to high-five the players as they walked out. Over the moon at how, like, that he got to, like, high-five the players. And, like, he goes, I asked for Doug's headband, but he wouldn't give it to me. And I asked for his arm. And I'm like, you know, just like kid stuff.
Yeah.
We had a great time. My daughter got a Rendezvous barbecue sandwich because FedEx Forum has good food vendors.
Yeah.
And she was over the moon. She was like, this may be the best barbecue sandwich I've ever had in my life. My son got a plain hot dog because he eats prison style.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Respect.
Yeah. And we went as a family and had a great time against Alabama State when nobody's in the arena and it was like a not good opponent and a not great game with a team who plays too many guys and they turn the ball over a million times and it's annoying.
Right. The things that you're thinking about are not the things your kids are thinking about.
No. Yes. And so, like, this is where, again, like a chicken or egg thing. It's weird. It's almost like when there's a bar and there's not many people in the bar, and so you don't go in because you're like, oh, that bar can't be fun. But when there's a lot of people in the bar, you're like, well, something's going on here, so I should go in here. And you just add to being more people in there, and so it's like a magnet. More people come because more people are there, and so it's like the Tigers are like the up and coming or indie rock band who doesn't have a good audience, but it's still fun to go hang out and watch the show. But because nobody's in the arena, you look at it on TV, you go, oh, I'm not going down there why would I go down there? Because the team is not very good right now. They're losing games. And so I'm not going to make the effort. And to be fair, had my daughter not danced at it last night,
you wouldn't have made the effort.
Have made the effort, but I'm glad I did because it just turned out it was fun.
No,
we had a great time.
I do think it's let's be real. We're going to be studying the impacts of the pandemic
for
hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yep.
But one thing that is undeniable to me, set aside political leanings, however you felt, what it taught me is you do not have to work very hard to convince people to stay inside.
No, absolutely not.
And furthermore, you have to work really hard to the point of I don't even know if it's possible to like motivate people to get back out.
Yep. It's hard.
You have to make the decision yourself because I had the same experience. We did Smoke Slam down at the river.
Yeah.
And you know, this is in the height of nobody wants to go downtown.
Sure.
Whatnot. And collectively, our whole group was, granted, weather was amazing. It was all the things, and we were on the river. But everyone collectively was we should do this more.
Yeah.
We should go down, go to the river, you know what I mean? That's kind of the tough thing. And then you throw in the economic impact, which is all right, do I really want to spend, $1,500 a ticket for season tickets or whatnot? I get all that. I'm not telling people to spend their money, but it is a major problem because I do think, I went down to Oxford this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was
jamming.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm familiar with this program. And I was like, this is something I'm unfamiliar with.
Right.
And I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm willing to bet the teams that are looking the best are the teams where everybody's there because it now has truly become a business.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what they do about it. I can say that when I was a kid and my parents had season tickets to the Coliseum, I have no idea what the records were. I have no idea if they were good. I knew that we went and I had a blast every time we went as a child, and I fell in love with Andre Turner and Keith Lee, and like those are my dudes. Steve Ballard, they like honored at the game last night, and I was like, I remember Steve Ballard, that's awesome. I have no idea, and so I'm thinking of it in the sense of like the greater landscape of what are they going to do with this terrible conference they're in, and that you know there's no good games on the thing to make you want to go downtown.
Correct.
Except, and that's not wrong. And I took my son to the Baylor game a couple weeks ago, and we had a blast. And it was just the two of us. And then we went last night to an Alabama State game with the whole family, and we had a blast. And like, it seems like, oh, we can just go and you have the pep band playing, and it's just fun to go see a game in person. And these dudes are giants, and they're super athletic, and they turn the ball over like crazy. Well, but it's
Cobb's,
a great time.
This was Cobb's idea, and I think he's probably right. He believes that like all of the marketing tourism budget should all just be targeted towards like the moms.
Yeah.
Because like in the end, if like the moms see kids are having a good time, everybody's having a good time, that's how you get people to keep going back.
Buddy, do you know that from a business model, what Ingram Hill's business model was?
Get the girls in the door.
And the guys will follow.
Yep.
We only marketed ourselves. We used to go put out flyers at the girls' freshman dorm at Ole Miss and Mississippi State, because we knew if we got them in the door, the dudes would come with them.
100%.
This is just an adult version of that.
Yes.
If you can get the moms to come downtown and see that the kids are having fun there and everybody's having a great time, you're not going to have a hard time convincing the dad to go.
No.
I will, like, it's a narrative. I've said this forever. Memphis isn't, not just the city has a narrative problem, but even the Tiger Mask, like the sports has a narrative problem. As annoying as it was, and I used to roll my eyes at it when Calipari would be like, come watch our team. Don't care who we're playing. Come watch our team. He's not wrong.
Well, I mean, that's like in the end, like, I think, because this is like my half-baked idea. I think these programs got to start leaning into kind of the cult thing.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds weird, but it's like, you really do. Because if you look at the schools that are having the most success right now, it's everybody's just kind of bought in on it's our team. You know, like Tennessee's having a lot of success. And like, yes, they have a big fan base, but it's like, that's not what we're talking about. It's the basketball games where everybody's there, the baseball game. It's like, you really kind of have to lean into the cult.
I mean, it's the thing of like, it's hard to like emotionally connect with the players because it's a new team every year. But what are they doing to introduce these players to, like, how do we get to know these guys? Do any of these guys have a story that's worth telling? Are any of these guys, are they doing, and you might say, well, yeah, but you haven't talked to these dudes. They're not great at PR. Well, why is PR training, all these guys want to go play in the NBA. Why is PR training or being social media, being savvy at it and good at it requires being smart sometimes PR wise.
Well, I mean, also it's like, hey man, I can help you build a brand.
So why?
But it's like, that's where you struggle, because kids care less about, like, when I say kids, I mean the players, like they care more about being cool than they do like they're not thinking at the business side. You know what I mean? Like they're thinking about what's cool.
Again, that is a fault of the education.
Correct.
Is to be able to teach. You're not just a basketball player. You're also a businessman. And if you want to make money, this is a way to make money. And I mean, are you saying the players would say no to Parth or whoever doing a story on?
I mean, I think that's the other problem. Is
get
like,
to know the
you
open
know,
up ever,
for whatever reason, everything now has become control.
I know, it's awful.
But there's also the, like, my thing is, all right, control the message. If you're winning, so be it. Like,
sure,
that's fine.
Yes.
Like that's how you're running. But it's like, does anyone think the program's healthy right now?
Well, you can say if you're winning, that's fine, and do that. And that was always the thing, like, well, if winning takes care of itself, it's Silverfield's dumb idea that winning takes care of itself and people will come. If you win, they'll come. No, maybe some places. It ain't true here.
Well, my thing is, it's not just having a winning record.
Right.
Like, you have to be dominant.
You have to be dominant. Even then, you still got to, like, there was a marketing campaign around the program. You think just when Memphis was dominant in basketball that Cal just sat back and didn't?
He's the ultimate carnival barker.
He's the ultimate carnival barker. And no, I'm not asking Penny Hardaway to be John Calipari like that. But having multiple post-game pressers where he is trying to explain, we waited on Haggerty, we waited on this, this is why we got this roster. I get it, it's after a loss, and you're trying to explain your loss. How about making an effort to be like, this is why this guy's good, and this is why I feel like he needs to do a better marketing job.
I don't know if he believes
job.
That right now. That's the thing that stands
not
out.
Only does
you
he,
can tell, like,
you
he
can tell
looks,
he hates this team.
Yes.
He doesn't smile. He hates this team. Again, what is his job? Everybody talks about if you know, Memphis is a different kind of job. You can't just coach the basketball. You have to be in the city and doing things to get them to fall in love with your team, to support your team. We always say that. If the coach talks crap about the team constantly, well, why does he think the fans are going to support them and fall in love with them? When you're selling, when you work for Coke, you sell Coke. When you work for Pepsi, you sell Pepsi. It doesn't matter. It's a team you put together. I know you hate them and they don't play hard for you. I get it. But his job is still to sell them, to make us like them. And like, if he talks crap about them, that doesn't help.
No. And I mean, like, the other problem is, like, it kind of goes back to your original point. It's like, your job is to coach them.
That is your job. Whether you hate them or not, your job is to make it work.
Well, and also there's another element of, like, I wonder who put the team together.
Yes. Like, it all falls at him, and I think he's aware of that. I do think
he is not as defensive. Like, you know, for a while there
was... Oh, he was like, oh, y'all coming at me?
How dare you?
How dare y'all
come at me? How dare you? And I don't think he's doing that.
I don't think so either. I actually don't think he's doing that at all. I think this is authentic. I think, he is like, I'm trying to get these dudes to play hard, and they're not doing it. And I'm telling y'all, I wanted Haggerty and Dane Danger, and they would have helped me out with the rest of the team. I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's like making excuses. I think he should be lying. What I think is that I think he should be doing a salesman's job to try to garner support and fan support. I think he should try to sell the team better.
No, I definitely think that that's true. I've also wondered if this is kind of a transition team, because
maybe.
I do think, listen, I understand everybody's semester to semester, year to year, however people want to say it. There are guys on this team that could come back and could be a core.
Absolutely.
The problem is, I don't know if those are the guys that would necessarily give you the best chance to win right now.
Right.
And so are you kind of in that, well, I need to play them enough to keep them here so I can build around them. But at the same time, like, maybe that's kind of why we're seeing a lot of the number of guys.
Maybe. I just think they're, at this point, there has to be some outside of the box thinking of not just, even if that's the case, then
I just play the young guys.
Then that post game presser turns into, hey, did you? I have no idea if this is true. I learned who William Wharton was last night.
Yeah.
Who is that guy? Let's just say he's one of those dudes.
Yeah.
I'm speculating. Let's just pretend for the sake of argument he's one of those dudes.
Right.
Well, maybe use the post game presser to talk about how awesome he was giving us,
This is a young man. He's giving it in practice.
He's giving it in practice.
He could be a foundation or something to build from, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Use your press time to sell those dudes while also the thing of, like, he's young and he's raw and he's doing things for us. And when he comes off the bench, it's a great spark for us. Use that to sell him, to pump him up if you want to try to keep him for next year. But then still be able to play the guys you need to play that you think to win. I just don't think he's, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are thinking outside the box, doing things that I'm unaware of. But what it looks from my perspective it looks like it's a straight coach job of like, I want this these guys to buy in and play hard. They're not doing it. That's why we're losing games. I wish I could have had my all-stars from last year who we waited on and it didn't work, and now I'm stuck with these dudes, and I just have to play them, but they're not playing hard, and so I'm looking down the bench to try to find somebody to play hard, and they're not doing it, and that's why we're losing, and I hate them. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like, is straight ahead. Like, it's like, all right, you're not trying to sell this at all. And he's like, please come. We need that Tiger fandom, or that what was his word for it? Fandemonium?
Yeah.
We need that Tiger fandemonium to look like it was when we played at the Coliseum or at the Pyramid and going crazy. And I would love for that to happen. And I just think they're doing a poor marketing job all around that, yeah, sell it to families. This is a fun time. One hiccup or hurdle there. Buddy, they charge in Grizzly ticket prices.
Oh.
For college basketball.
I mean, this is the whole, this is where I think this universe works well if you're winning.
If you're winning.
And winning big. I'm not talking, hey, your football team's 8-4 and yep, they played to November in the conference tournament, your conference title race, or hey, you're going to go to the tournament again for maybe the second time in 3 years. Like, it is, you have to be not just relevant, you got to be a part of the whole thing.
But it was, I mean, the ticket, I bought my tickets to that Baylor game on Go Tigers Go because I wanted them to
get, you want the school to get
I
money.
I want the school to get the money. I bought 2 tickets in the corner end zone.
Yep.
Lower bowl, but corner end zone.
Yep.
I mean, for me and my son, it's $100 for tickets,
uh-huh,
plus park it, plus concessions. That's an expensive Saturday afternoon.
I mean, that's...
If we're bringing all 4 of us, we're now doubling that cost? That's high for college basketball. That's hard. That's
and like,
hard to
and
get.
And then you like run into this thing of like, okay, well,
again,
that ticket price is there because, like, hey, let's be real, the people that we are hitting up,
yep,
we can't give you.
That's exactly right.
The price.
They're in a
and
pinch.
Then like,
and then ask for more from them,
right?
And so this is one of those. Do you lower if you lower ticket prices and still nobody comes? Well, now we've really done it because we've lowered ticket prices and still nobody comes. But they are kind of pricing themselves out of it.
Well. And I think you would know this. I believe that there was a ticket pricing boom. Because, like, okay, if you think about it, like, 22,
yes,
when concerts started coming back.
Yep.
Everybody was just so excited. Like,
it
was a rush of bands that, you know, getting back together,
yep,
that hadn't been together versus, you know, Taylor Swift's redefining a tour revenue. Like,
yep.
But everybody was, Coldplay was selling out, like stadiums,
yes,
like all these, there was a ton of live events. And what I think happened was one company controls the whole market, Ticketmaster, mm-hmm, Live Nation, and they're sitting there going, our algorithm says that this is the price,
exactly,
and this
right
is how you maximize revenue.
Yep.
And it's like, well, that was the ticket price at a very specific point in time.
Yep.
Look across, this isn't just a Memphis thing, like, look across all the NBA arenas.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of empty seats. A
lot of empty seats.
And I think it's all because, and everyone's falling back, like, this is what they tell us the price is. Like, you know, this is what Ticketmaster says.
Make college basketball affordable again.
I think you should make games affordable again.
I agree. I feel like I would go more, if I wouldn't have to drop $250 to take my family to a ball game.
Well, and
I think
like in the NBA, I think it's also this. There's a massive, like, I think also in, like, when you take in professional sports, we've now gotten so many of these people that are selling teams. Well, now everyone talks about, can you believe they sold for $7 billion? It's like, well, it's kind of like art. It's
yeah,
like, it's the price is whatever somebody,
whatever
and,
somebody's won.
And when
it,
rich people start bidding on it, sure.
Yep.
But here's the one thing I know. I don't necessarily know if they generate that much revenue.
Absolutely not.
And so what everybody started doing is, well, they jack up the ticket prices because they got to recoup their investment. And then you have all these other teams that didn't pay, you know, other owners that didn't pay $7 billion for a team, but they're sitting there looking at, look how much ticket revenue they make.
Right.
We've got to do that too.
Yep.
And so now you've just turned this into, like, it's like Yankees games when they first built Yankee Stadium and
yes,
you just saw, like, the entire stadium
right behind,
looked empty.
Right behind home plate.
Because, like, no human being can afford that seat.
No. It's snowballed.
Right.
Into, like, I mean, this was the fight Pearl Jam was fighting 30 years ago with Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Like, it's absurd. It's absurd. I know everybody.
And there doesn't seem to be an adjustment.
No.
It's like they're demanding, like, no, we're right. This is the price.
And we're just going to eat it.
And it's like,
we'll just take
who's
the
this working for?
Nobody.
I don't get the sense that Memphis is sitting there doing backstrokes of cash.
Nope.
Like, who is it working for?
I mean, if you could tell Memphis, you can't guarantee this. If you could guarantee them, hey, cut your tickets in half, you're getting 10,000 people a game in that arena. Do they do it?
I think the question, I think what their argument would be is,
what if we don't cut our tickets in half and get 4,000 people in the arena?
Correct.
Because
I think their argument would be there's no guarantee that we cut the tickets in half. We're getting to
that. Well, that's exactly. You can't guarantee it. But it's a similar thing. It's when I used before they started doing the construction on the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Was why are we not tarping the end zones? If Baylor and UCLA can tarp the end zones because they don't want those seats to be empty, and you tarp it and put a Memphis logo and brought to you by Performance Toyota or whatever.
AutoZone, whoever.
AutoZone, whoever is the sponsor is. And it feels like they were just, because they were like, yeah, but what if we sell those tickets? Well, you're not.
You have the information.
So why don't we make the place look right and sell appropriately at prices and seat and number of seats? And
I mean, I get the only other argument would be is like, what if they didn't sell the tarp?
I bet they could sell the tarp. They could sell the tarp. They have sponsors on the floor. The scoreboard has sponsors. They can sell the tarp.
They have
Chick-fil-A, miss two free throws, get a free 8 count. They can sell the tarp.
I mean, my whole thing is like, all right, when people are doing the whole like, well, what if, it's like, your building is noticeably empty.
Yes.
I think you have a pricing problem.
Yes.
You might have other problems.
Yep.
But you for sure have a pricing
problem.
They've
got a narrative and a pricing problem.
Correct. I'm not saying this is one thing.
It's not one
I'm
thing.
Not being dumb. I'm not going to sit there and go, if you just fix this, it'd be a utopia and we'd all be, you know, having candy and gumballs. Like, I'm not saying all that.
Yep.
But it appears to me both teams have a pricing problem.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. 100%. What I'm saying is,
Go Tigers.
Make basketball affordable again. Sell the Change your marketing ideas on how to get people down there. And if you want to go and take your family, just have a good time. Seriously.
Still a good time.
It's still fun. My son was like, why can't I get the Tiger fight song out of my head? I'm like, because it's catchy.
Yeah.
That's why you can't get it out of your head.
Wait till they go halftime.
When they go cut time at the end of the... Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a great time. Take your family to go see Memphis basketball because it's fun. And they may not be playing Louisville every week.
Listen, there is no better bargain for number of players you'll get to see than going to a Tiger basketball game. Your ticket will get you more than any team in the country. You will get to see more basketball players.
You will see more tall guys play in basketball uniforms than any other team maybe in the country. And so I recommend, if you could afford to do it and you have the time to do it, take the family to go to a Tigers basketball game or multiple of them, because honestly, we had a great time. And I've been brought up to be a Tiger basketball fan my entire life. And I think I want the next generation of kids coming up to also be Tiger basketball fans. And it helps. How you breed that is making them fall in love by going to a game and having a great time.
You gotta have some replacements.
You gotta have some replacements. The old blue hairs need some help, y'all.
Just saying.
Oh, I guess we have to take a break now.
Yeah,
we did a long opening segment. My name is J.R. Moore. I fill in on the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This Christopher Cross?
You know it is.
God, come on.
Think he did acid and wrote this song? Pretty sure that was the story?
It is hard to picture Christopher Cross being a...
Yeah, big druggie.
Druggie.
Yeah.
Like, with what his music sounds like, you're
correct.
Like, surely that guy would...
Yeah, no, sailing? That, yeah.
That seems like I would have been like just drinking hot tea.
Yeah.
And writing jams like that.
Big drug guy.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Mm-hmm. J.R. Moore filling in for Jeff. You can call me J.R. or Justin. I answer to both. It's how it goes. I think I'm going to start every enclosure, because Brad always tells me that people don't listen to the entire show. So you can sometimes talk about the same thing. I'm going to start every segment, or as much as I can, to go, hey, me and my family went to the Tigers basketball game last night, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You should go. So I'm just going to say it throughout the show, even if it's not relevant to our conversation.
You're doing your job.
I'm doing my job. I want people to know that it's fun to go to Tiger basketball games, even though it looks empty in the arena. You can help, and it actually, even if it's empty, it's still a good time to go. So grab the family and try to go to a game, because it's awesome, and the pep band's fun, and we have great food down there, too. Taco Enganas and Rendezvous. Come on, Daddy. That's like two of my favorite places.
That's quite the twofer there.
That's quite the twofer.
You can mix and match.
Yeah, there was a choice happening, but I was like, correct, I don't know which one to get.
Yeah. Your wife gets one, you get the other, and you just kind of blend them together.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, I just saw this late last night, one of my friends who lives in Kansas City, I saw their story, and I was like, wait, what is going on here? The Chiefs have announced they're moving to a new domed arena.
Mm-hmm.
In 2031, they're
Kansas won the war.
Going to move across the state lines into Kansas, and we know the owner of the Chiefs wants this. Does anybody else in the world want this?
The answer is probably no, because the way I was also reading about it, the way that they're politically navigating it, they kind of did the Willie Harrington, like, don't put it up for a vote.
Yeah.
So they're doing that, but, like, I don't know. This is what's wild to me. How many teams really need new stadiums?
Dude, almost none.
Like, but this is also the weird thing of, like, now this is, like, the cost of doing business.
I know. It's absurd. You know who needs a new stadium? There's literally, and I'm sure there's somebody else. There are two teams come to mind. And I don't know if the second one even needs one because I'm not sure even anybody in the city cares about them. The Tampa Bay Rays need a new stadium.
Correct. They needed a roof.
They need a new roof and a new stadium. That place sucks.
Correct.
Everybody agrees. That place sucks. And the Pelicans Arena is not great.
Smoothie King is definitely, of all the arenas I've been to, it is noticeably the worst.
But I'm not sure anybody cares there. Maybe they do. But it's a bad one. And Tampa Bay Rays. Other than that, I don't know that anybody needs a new stadium. And like that whole stadium park in Kansas City with Kaufman right there.
If you know, parking lot.
Kaufman is where the Royals play. It's a shared parking lot. You have the baseball state. It's almost like Liberty, the fairgrounds for us, what used to be with Liberty Bowl and the Coliseum. It's Liberty Land. It's even bigger because it's Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium in the shared parking lot. And that stadium is truly one of, like, has a culture to it and a character. Like, it is hard to play at Arrowhead if you're a visiting team. It is a home, it is a legitimate home field advantage playing there. And this is one of those things, nobody wants this. No, nobody wants this except like here. And this is what I think how you justify it, or one of the ways people justify it is that, you know, 30 years from now, when the next generation of fans is coming up, they won't even know what Arrowhead Stadium is or was, and they won't care. They're just going to be like, this is where the Chiefs play, and I go to this. Like, my son, he had a futsal game at Liberty Park youth sports facility, which by the way is incredible.
Yes.
It is. That's the first time there. It was massive and incredible. And he looked at the Coliseum and goes, what is that?
Well,
and we went through a whole rabbit hole of me explaining the Coliseum and the pyramid. And then we got,
you guys
forum
saw you there
and have it. Yeah, I played there.
I saw your band there.
I was the last show there.
Didn't you play there?
It was us with and Saliva. As a matter of fact, I think it was for 93X Fest.
Yeah.
It was us and
saw the All-American Rejects there.
Yeah, saw the All-American Rejects there. Yep, definitely saw
They're back, too.
Yeah, they are. And so I had to explain what the Coliseum is and why it's still standing. And he just had no concept of, like, what the point of that.
Well, it is funny how we're sitting there going, like, we can't tear that down for some reason. And yet, like, I mean, I guess the other argument is, this is the way to get a Super Bowl. This is the way to get the Final Four. This is
it
like
sucks. Why? It's like I hate it. And the talk of, you know, the Bears owners trying to muscle.
They're going to Indiana now because they can't get they're having to go to places that aren't even associated with Chicago.
Again, Soldier Field is like a thing. Why? Next, you're going to tell me we're going to tear down Fenway Park and move that to.
Well, they tried. Don't you remember New Fenway?
That's right.
It was like 05 or whatever.
The greed of this whole thing, it's gross.
My thing is, I would be fine. Like, I understand St. Louis feel a certain way about Stan Kroenke.
Yep.
And I'm not saying, like, he clearly is a Bond villain.
Yes, 100%.
He did pay for his own stadium.
That's true. That is very true. If you're gonna pay for it, then I guess you can build it.
Like, there is a part of me that's like, all right, that's kind of how you do it.
That is how you do it.
Well, you know he's gonna get the seal. So I don't care. He made a business investment. He paid for the stadium.
That's exactly right. If you're gonna pay for the stadium, you can do whatever you want.
I don't care how he makes money up. He paid for it.
Yeah, 100%. That's you're right. But he's the only one.
Exactly. Well, I think Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yep.
Done. Owners that paid for their own stadiums.
Yep. I mean, where did the Patriots play before they were in Foxborough?
It was the parking lot across.
Oh, I mean, that wasn't a famous stadium.
No.
It was a municipal.
It wasn't even bowled.
Yeah.
They had like separate, you know, the end zones are like separate from the sidelines.
That's right. Yeah, so I hate this. I don't think anybody in Kansas City wants this.
You know the other problem that I have with it? As a stadium nerd, I, I've not seen any new renderings, and I'm like, that's cool. We're right. Now everything's just so cookie cutter.
Yes,
it starts basically with Jerry's World, where like
it's got a retractable roof.
Yeah,
and they all
they're all new versions of that.
That's right. There's no character left
at all,
which was also part of the thing. Like when you're like, the people who go, I want to visit every major league stadium or major league arena.
They were different
because they were different,
and now everything's cookie cutter.
It drives me nuts. I wish that wasn't a thing, and that's pie in the sky stuff right there. But you know, I'm glad we're renovating FedEx Forum.
Well, okay, but this is my other problem. And like, this isn't revisionist history. I was yelling this at the time. I pay attention to how much these things cost.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a very, like, I don't even know how noticeable it's gonna be for us. And we're going to spend, whatever, $650 million.
You don't think it's going to be noticeable?
Not really.
Really?
Had the original plan gone through pre-pandemic, yes, it would have been noticeable. Basically, we would have gotten a new arena.
Yeah.
But now, like, it's basically just going to look...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.